Radio.com.
We will no longer pay respects to these relics because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Do you know how to make 25 minutes of Monday Night Raw truly electrifying? You basically say, Dwayne, go out there and entertain for 25 minutes. That's what he did. And we'll talk all about it. This is the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And Gerwick.net, which you can hear us there live right now. You can come to WildTalkRadio.com to hear us as well. You can interact with us in our interactive chat room at WildTalkRadio.com. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio or at Linz Ward, because that's the Twitter of, you know, my sidekick, Lindsay Ward.
Oh, I'm your sidekick now.
Okay, what do you want to be tonight?
Well, you're the handyman on Thursdays.
All right. Yeah, I know. I'm usually the handyman every day, so it doesn't really matter. Anyway, I'm Rock, she's Lindsay, and we're here to talk all things Monday Night Raw. And this was a show tonight.
This was the most random, bizarre Monday Night Raw we've seen in a long, long while. Now, it was bizarre in a good way.
In a very, very good way. And let's get the bizarre out of the way first. Alright? And the first thing that was bizarre tonight was the social outcast. So the social outcast were in the ring, and then Heath Slater found his boy, Flo Rida. And he, you know, challenged him to come in the ring and, you know, talked about the sucker punch and everything like that. And then, and it's like, you know, I'll challenge you to a rap battle. But it wasn't going to be Heath Slater. Oh, no, 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 no. It was Bo Rida.
I have no idea what to make of this segment. I can't with this. I just can't. This was the whitest thing I've ever seen in my life, but it was amazing.
It really, really... just listen.
Bo Rida!
Bo Rida.
Bo Rida, I love it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've heard he can rap.
I haven't.
Not so sure about the hat.
Oh, check it. My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful state.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo picks a shutout.
Bo Bleed.
Oh,
I'm just upset he used Danny Tanner's name in vain.
Hold on. Check this out. Heath, last time you got away with a sucker punch. Sitting at my table, I'll eat a sucker's lunch. Wrap my fist in your jaw. Feel my knuckles crunch. 'Cause see, battling me ain't fair. Just like social outcasts trying to wrestle the nature boy Ric Flair. Woo! Curtis can't hurt this. Bo can't flow. Heath, you ain't just walking the 305. 'Cause you ain't got no skills. Welcome to Dudleyville.
So right on cue, the Dudley Boys came out. According to Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, ran a poll. 83% of the people say Bo Dallas won that battle rap.
He really kind of did. no disrespect to Flo Rida at all. I mean, I really cannot. Bo just...
Chat room, Lone Jabber says Bo won. Yeah, Bo won this
thing. Bo completely won. I mean, good God, you got a full Hal Perkins in there. How can you hate that?
You really, really can't hate on that at all. Flo Rida just, they gave him awful material.
Yeah, him, Flo Rida can do so much.
Yeah, he can. So we had the Dudley Boys. They beat the Social Outcast. No surprise there. Slater got knocked out by, Flo Rida, so there you go, you continue the story. There, to run down a few matches that took place on this show, before we get to some more of the high points, Dolph Ziggler, lost to Kevin Owens. They had a pretty good match, Kevin Owens, with, and even being injured, he was still able to pick up the victory tonight. Sasha Banks fought Becky Lynch to a no contest when Charlotte interfered. Charlotte laid out both Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks after the match. Three-way feud coming up?
I am so in for this, if it is.
Yeah, me too, because it's like, look at them. Those three girls can go, and if you remember NXT stuff, give them time. They'll put on a hell of a match.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Let's see. Goldust and R-Truth had a thing about partners.
I have no idea what was going on in this segment. It looked awkward as all hell, though.
Yeah, it was just awkward. R-Truth doesn't go that way. So, there you go. Bray Wyatt beat Kane. The Wyatt family laid out Kane after the match as well. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool of seeing Bray Wyatt destroy Kane, because they're building Bray Wyatt up for someone. Beast, it appears, coming up at WrestleMania.
Maybe.
So, you had that. Let's see, what other matches we had on this show? Oh yeah, Natty and the Page beat Brie Bell and Alicia Fox in your Total Divas match of the night. That's what it was there for, was filler to promote Total Divas.
Pretty much. Still a solid match.
It was fine.
Not terrible.
It was fine, a couple minutes long. Kalisto beat The Miz. Solid match.
I mean, that's all I can say, solid match.
Solid match on that one. And Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose beat Rusev and Sheamus after the match. We had a double powerbomb through a table by the Shield to Rusev.
Go, Dean and Roman, go.
Right, so that covers all... Oh, wait, that does not cover all the matches. There's just one other match that happened. This guy named AJ Styles appeared on the show and wrestled a guy named Chris Jericho. What?
Yeah, this is something that wrestling dreams are made of right here. When did you ever think you were going to get to see Styles and Jericho in a WWE ring? Never. You never thought you were going to get to see that. And then last night happened.
Yeah, AJ Styles showed up last night. First appearance on Raw. He's a major star. And Jericho welcomed him to the big leagues, as it were. So they had a match. The first few minutes was a little bit awkward. You saw Jericho calling spots as the cameramen were zoomed right in on Jericho calling the spots, and it left them a lot to be desired. You could see AJ's trying to adjust to Jericho style, Jericho's trying to adjust to AJ style. They went to break. They sort of found their groove a little bit. towards the in the final few minutes. I thought the ending was pretty good. AJ Styles won with the roll-up. They teased, again, like the Royal Rumble, the Styles Clash, but did not hit it. So when he actually hits it, it will be a big move.
Yeah, it'll be a huge move. I mean, it's something of, I think, most of the match was Jericho and AJ feeling each other out, because I don't think they've gone a lot, if ever. So it's that initial, oh, hey, how you doing? Let's work out your style. So it's always a little awkward to do that.
And this was Jericho. Jericho, I know he's worked some house shows, but I don't know. Just, Jericho's still trying to feel himself lately. It just seems like he's still trying to figure out who he is, as it were.
And he'll get there. I mean, he'll figure it out. But yeah, I mean, for what this was, which was fantastic, this was a good match.
This was a good match. AJ won with the roll up, the sunset flip. After the match, AJ Styles shows the sign of respect, puts out the hand. Jericho thinks about it, and then eventually shakes the hand. But they have a little confrontation after that. So we could be seeing a Jericho turn heel, which would be good for Jericho. And we probably see a little bit more of Jericho and AJ Styles, which will be good for both of them, because they can work well together.
Oh, agree. Once they feel each other out and they get used to each other, yeah.
Yeah. So, there's that. And then there was, we'll get to the Roman stuff and what's happening at Fastlane here in a minute. But then there's this 25-minute period of Monday Night Raw that took place, which was awesome.
It was awesome, it was insane, it was mildly racist, it was a lot of things. I mean, it was The Rock going out there and being The Rock, which you have to applaud, but at the same time, there was some stuff that you're like, yeah, I don't know about this.
Right, so, let's start it out. Miz is a limo shows up, big stretch limo. Miz comes out, and everyone's like, "Who? You know, oh, it's the Miz, okay, there's the switch." And then the Rock rides up in his Ford truck, promoting the Ford brand. He goes, "Who the hell do you think you are, Miz?" Or Miz asked that to The Rock, and then The Rock told him to go park his car. He hugged Rick Ross.
He was randomly backstage.
Right. Rock then walked up to the Big Show, hugged him, and talked about how he watched the Big Show on the WWE Network from the Rumble from 2000, where the Rock says the Big Show should have won it. Rock's feet hit first, and then, you know, the director who put him in the Scorpion King was, you know, watching the thing, and he said the winner of the Rumble gets to be in the Scorpion King. Just imagine if, you know, the Big Show won, and, well, The Rock won instead. So The Rock was the Scorpion King, and Big Show wasn't, and the Big Show has a sad... Big Show cried.
He made Big Show cry and kill a computer.
So we were sitting here, and we were watching this thing happen, and it's like, why does the Big Show have an old laptop? And then he crushed it. It's like, oh, that's why. That explains it. Because we were just sitting there looking, like, what's with the old laptop?
Right? It's like, huh? What? Why, yeah. Why is he... Oh, I see what he's doing. Never mind.
Never mind. That explains a whole lot of things. Then he approached Lana, who made her return to television, and he recalled their past issues and Lana showed up in his hotel room that night and told him that she didn't want to be with Rusev anymore because he's big and hairy and smells like testicles, and they did some special exercises together. She smiled like it actually happened. Rusev showed up and said he was still super happy and congratulated on their engagement, and, you know, she's flexible as hell, and there was another line in there as well.
I believe the word was mazel.
There was a mazel? Yeah, mazel.
Mazel.
Mazel. Mazel. There was a mazel. They tried to... They did the one-legged Russian vacuum. She's a one-legged Russian vacuum. That's what he taught her. That's what she taught him.
And then they did the wheelbarrow.
Yeah. the something wheelbarrow. I forget what it was. But yeah, that happened. I was like, oh, Rock's back. I just for the record, I love him just wandering around backstage, just talking to people.
I loved how he's throwing, like, low-key shade at, like, everybody. Because it's The Rock, you know? That's what he does. And it was hilarious. This is, like, Rock's randomly walking around talking to people. And then he goes out to the ring, and they gave him, like, 25 minutes or something like that on Monday Night Raw to do all of this. And the backstage stuff was probably pre-taped.
No, that was all live.
Was that live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all live.
Props to everybody, then, for keeping a straight face. But... Yeah, and then he goes out to the ring, and then it just all hell breaks loose, because you know, The Rock decides, I'm going off script. And he gets out of the ring and he starts interviewing fans who are dressed up as wrestlers. You know, Vince is backstage having a coronary over this.
Because not only did he go over and talk to them, right? He stared at them for like 2 minutes. The crowd started chanting Randy Savage and The Rock looked over and it's like, let's go off script. And he walked over to the guys dressed like Taker, Hogan, himself, and Savage.
Yeah. And it was like, oh my god, why? And then he found Byron Saxton.
Oh no, wait, he found Byron first, and then went to them. He asked everyone if they were ready, and JBL's ready, Michael Cole's ready, and looked at Byron Saxton. That other black dude who I don't know who it is, and this then brought out the New Day. Who informed him that black guy is Byron Saxton and he's the best announcer at that table. Taking shots our way.
I had to laugh because honestly, when The Rock was calling out Saxton, it looked like it made his year. He's like, I'm getting called up by The Rock. Like, he actually was giddy.
Because if you think about it, when The Rock picks on an announcer, you know you've made it.
Mm-hmm.
Because just ask Kevin Kelly and Jonathan Coachman.
Yep.
So it's like, and then everyone on Twitter was like, watch him call him the coach. Watch him call him the coach. Not call him the coach. So the New Day came out. They talked about being the Lucha Dragons and the Dudleys and The Rock's twin cousins, the Usos. They pointed out The Rock calls himself the People's Champion, but he doesn't have any gold. They are the tag team champions. They shook their booty. They made some shots at, you know, Rock leaving Miami and how LeBron left Miami to go to Cleveland and all that stuff. Very entertaining stuff by the New Day. The Rock, you know, brought it all back to everything, and he said he knows who you are. He said they're extremely entertaining, even though they're wearing llama penises strapped to their heads.
Then there was a discussion of whether you can say penis or not on PG television. Apparently you can.
They did a whole lot about Big Mama, which is Big E getting upset, and said he looks like the Incredible Hulk banged Urkel. And then he did the classic, I'll turn that trombone sideways and stick it straight up your candy asses. Then the New Day left. They don't deserve it. They're ready to fight, but they don't deserve it. But The Rock said when Plan A doesn't work, Plan B always works. And Plan B is family. So the Usos came out. They brought the New Day to the ring. We had a rock bottom. We had a Samoan drop to Kofi. And then Woods ate a double super kick, a spine buster, and the most electrifying move in all of entertainment, the People's Elbow.
Which made his year. You know it did.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
You know, honestly, this was a complete cluster of the segment from start to finish. It was entertaining as all hell. I'm not gonna lie. It was super entertaining. I sat here and giggled like an idiot. Vince had a coronary backstage.
Yep.
Because Rock was talking to the people, hanging out with the people.
They probably wrote in the script, 30 minutes, The Rock.
Yeah, probably is exactly what happened. And, I mean, it was what it was. You either really liked this or you really hated it, and there's not going to be anybody who's in between, you know? And for me, I found it incredibly entertaining, because it's The Rock. You know, it's The Rock. He's coming back, he's going to do his thing, he's going to make his jokes. We all know that.
We all know it, and it was everything you could ask for.
And more.
Shout out to Adrian listening live in the UK right now.
Hey!
It's very, very early in the morning.
It is incredibly early in the morning. What are you doing up at this ungodly hour, my friend?
Other than listening to us, well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, but oh my god, dude, it's super early.
Yeah, well, so. So anyway, the main theme of the show is what's happening at Fastlane and, the start of the Triple H movement. So Vince McMahon and Stephanie come out. They talked about Roman's a tough son of a bitch, and but they broke him in half. And then he tucked their tails between their legs and whimpered off like the fans do, and that's what Roman just did. But Vince, finally, for the first time in his life, he made a confession. He enjoys the misfortune and the misery of others.
Vince, we knew that.
They brought
nothing new.
Nothing new. Stephanie boasted about how they pulled off the biggest coup in WWE history. She mocked people's pipe dreams of fans believing in Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, or even AJ Styles, which got a loud, loud AJ Styles chant from the capacity crowd.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Somebody's over.
And Vince went, who? Vince said he doesn't care who it is because at the end of the day, everyone ends up at the bottom of their shoes. Stephanie says, no one holds a candle to her husband. He works harder than anyone on the roster. He's a businessman. He's the cerebral assassin. He's the greatest superstar in WWE history. And he is now the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And they brought out the game. The Triple H movement begins. So he comes down to the ring. He says, it's good to be the king. He said, right, he handed it to Reigns. He said, Reigns could be one of the most amazing athletes he's ever seen. But the thing is, he could be. But today, he's not. He lacks one thing, and that's respect. Hunter said he could put up with a lot of Reigns' disrespect, but he took it too far by disrespecting Vince McMahon, who might as well be God because he created all this.
Hunter, you're one to talk, but continue.
Hunter said this is his religion, his church, and he'll be damned if someone like Reigns disrespects him or his religion. Hunter says fans may wonder why he wants to be champion, given everything he's gone through. Hunter said they may be right. I don't need to be WWE champion, but I want to be WWE champion. He said he wants it because people like Reigns want to be champion and they don't deserve it. Hunter said he will be champion until he says so. Everyone back there and everyone out here, I will be champion. Why? Because I say so and there isn't a damn thing that anyone can do about it. And that includes Roman Reigns. We finally got a Roman Reigns chance and Vince said that's the respect they were talking about and told the fans to shut up. He said people like Roman and the fans will either conform or they'll cease to exist. Stephanie asked Hunter who he will teach a lesson to at WrestleMania. And tonight they're going to evaluate everyone who's wrestling on this show. Because tonight we will announce the main event of Fastlane. Because the main event of Fastlane will determine the number one contender at WrestleMania.
Can I just say how much I like this?
Please, please do.
I like they're making Fastlane important. I like that it matters. Like, the pay-per-view between Rumble and Mania is always the throwaway pay-per-view because they have to fit like 14 pay-per-views in the year. And so this is one where it's like, yeah, okay, it's generally the one in between. It's a gimme. Nobody really cares about it because it's like the number one contender for Mania gets set at Rumble. And then you have this kind of awkward period where it's like, okay, well, what do you do with the number one contender and the champion? Because you can't have them face each other. At least for the title, because that screws everything up. You can't put the champion necessarily in a big feud with someone else for the title, because, well, then that could screw things up with the current Royal Rumble winner.
Right.
That could also screw up your WrestleMania main event, because you've already announced it. So it's like you have this awkward spot. So having Roman wrestle for the title in the Rumble gets them out of a pretty sticky pickle, because now it's you can go to Fastlane, and it's, okay, well, you know, we're going to set the number one contender for the title for Mania, you know, and, you know, they're going to do that.
And what was the announcement in the show?
The announcement in the show was Brock Lesnar, Dean Ambrose, and Roman Reigns will be fighting to determine the number one contender for WrestleMania, which makes things very interesting. I like that, again, they're teasing that tension between Roman and Dean, where they're going to hit this their entire careers, where, yeah, we're friends, yeah, we're brothers, yeah, we're all that, but we both want the same thing. Roman's had a bite at the apple. Dean has not.
Dean's gotten very close.
Dean's gotten extremely close, but he's never made it, and part of me really actually wants to see Dean and Hunter just for the mix. And that's not a shot on Roman. It's just, I want to see how Hunter handles someone like Dean. How he deals with someone like Dean. Because I don't think he's really ever had to deal with anybody like Dean before. Because Dean is Dean.
Well, he's had to deal with people like Dean before, but that's over a decade ago.
Yeah, it's over a decade ago. It's been a long time. So you have the unpredictability of Dean Ambrose. And it's just, God, the level of snark between the two. Jeez! Of course, I also wouldn't mind Hunter and Bray Wyatt, but that's not going to happen.
This year.
But, I mean, I like this. I like that they're making Fastlane important. And because it should be important.
Oh, it should be. And I thought the arrogance that Triple H showed tonight was off the charts.
Oh, I love Heel Hunter. I love Heel Hunter so much. He's such an insufferable a-hole. But it's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, he just goes out there and he's like, yeah, okay. All right, we're going to do this. Okay. And he's cool with it. It's like, whatever.
Vince and Steph were great. Hunter was great. The opening segment of the show was great. The announcement at the end was good. Got some good stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely agree with that. And we may talk more about it on Thursday, right?
We'll be talking some things on Thursday, yeah. Because we do a show called The Rack.
That's right. We are going to give you our full, in-depth, probably very long recap of the Royal Rumble pay-per-view and the Royal Rumble match itself. So you don't want to miss that. We also have news, notes, NXT, so much more. So Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, The Rack. Also, don't forget, Sunday, tune in to WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Because, well, we're up for 3 awards, right?
Yes, we're up for Show of the Year, Male Interview of the Year, and Female Interview of the Year. And you may hear us on that show presenting an award.
That's right. We're at least presenting, and who knows, we may win an award. So you want to tune in and listen to that on Sunday. Do we have a time yet?
No time yet. Stay tuned. We'll announce it when we get more details. Check it out, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You can check out The Rack at Rack Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter. Check out the website, RackRadioShow.com. Check out The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 5, Episode 1, now available. And Episode 2 will be available this Wednesday, if all things go to plan. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. We'll give you the results of the Blame Rob Rumble, who won. We'll talk all the weird news, and we'll be Episode 419, which means coming up, Episode 420.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. 420.
Oh, God. I'm terrified. Continue.
I have to answer a question in the chat room. Jabber? No. If you want a positive recap about the Royal Rumble, tune in to The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
What was the question?
I'll tell you later. Okay. CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter at CBRadioLive.com. For CB Radio, Saturday night's midnight-ish on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. There may be Russell Talk Radio tonight. We'll see. At WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date. We'll be back next Monday night. Raw Post Show, 10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get the show on the network on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Search Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net. Thanks to Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. Right back here for the Raw Post Show. Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network on wildtalkradio.com.
The king is here. Not feel your fear. The King of Kings. All hail the King. On your knees for the King. The King of Kings. There is only one.